Ovo bi hajde ja ovdje isto.
Evo si Tereza.
Tereza, hajde rođena, ja.
And I'll miss him again.
I'll miss him again, fun. Ovo bi hajde ja ovdje za njome šešijeti.
Hajde za njome kamiši.
Hajde u šalani.
Ah, really?
Hajde u? Hajde daska. No da hajde daska? Daska?
Daska, daska.
Whatever, knew him, knew him. He died last year. Very special person. Hello, I spoke to Bobby's making a shower office for Yanni. I spoke to Chaim Yitzchak. It's everything is great.
Chaim Yitzchak's entire customer.
Yeah. No, but he asked me for an extra bad chicken. I just asked Avraham.
Which one?
Orot Eliyahu.
Should we give it
out? I don't know. He said, see, when he was there,
yeah,
he didn't like what's going on there.
He went there?
He went there three times.
Ah.
He doesn't talk if he doesn't check.
Oh, I know. I thought you meant time he
checked. No. Ah. And then he didn't like what he saw, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And a friend went and he said it's a lot better. So he thinks to say that it's better than Rabbanut, but it's not as good as Machbut.
And he's for sure getting it, or he said?
No, he said it's cheaper or something, he's looking into it.
Isn't she buying everything?
Yeah, I'm going to call him and tell him buy Machbut. Machbut is the best.
I don't know.
Machbut, everyone knows. Ashkenazim, Sfardim. It's very good, Ashkenazim. It's good, reasonable prices.
I'm not sure you think I'm
right. Okay. Everything, I tell you, Ukone, everything. Either Tzara, either Dushat Shivit or Ivun Ochri. And all the greens, of course, he's going to buy.
Yeah,
yeah.
He runs the kitchen,
Yeshiva. Okay, and he knows the Hashem. So soon as the outside of Mordechai Eliyahu, this week, on Yom Shishi, I think, Chafei Besivan, it was an interesting 5 years ago already. Remember him? 5 years ago. Avod Hashem, of course, Leil Nishmato, if anyone wants to go, they're having a big Ilula by his kever at 6:30 on Yom Chamishi.
Which kever?
Right near the Chida. When you go into the Menuchah, it's right there. Alright, when you enter Har Menuchah, in front of you, that's where it is. Right behind the Chida. Not the Chida. Chida, right?
Yeah.
He brought the Chida. Chida wasn't buried here, it was buried in Italy. And he went to the famous story, he went to the Baba Stali sent him and I forgot who else to go to the airport to bring the box with the bones of the Chida. And they did it, who brought it? The Sochnut, and they don't know anything about respecting the dead. And they brought it in a very not nice way.
Who brought it?
The Chida, the Sochnut, Jewish agency.
Oh, yeah.
They brought them. They bring live Jews to, so they do Averot, and they bring not live Jews to, they don't know how to bring them. Baruch Hashem, at least the Jews come to Eretz Yisrael, it's a very good thing. And here we take care of them afterwards. Anyways, they don't know, so they put all the bones of the Chida in a very unrespectful way. It was all a mess in the box. And Ramon Chalia was very scared, didn't know what to do. What am I going to do? So they made a hole in the box. It's a true story. All in the box to put, just so he could put his hand in. And he was very scared to do that. But the mikveh is there. And so the chida was a kadosh elyon. It was very holy 250 years ago. And very scared. And then he said, "Av chida, I can't fix yourself. I can't fix you." And there was suddenly a big boom. And one of them fainted. There were two rabbis. One of them fainted, and the bones of the chida were set up like a human's body. Some do, some don't. It has to do with a lot of things. Yeah, even Yosef HaTzadik was bones. That's Mot Yosef.
It says.
Yeah.
So
it depends on all kinds of things. Yeah, it's not a.
Also,
right. The Gurgalim is. Right? Some of the people that were rolling.
Bones are rolling around in the skeleton.
Bones. But some tzaddikim, they opened the graves and they were whole. Nazim opened it. Nazim opened it.
And then the
tshuva.
Just saying that.
They died or something. They were scared. They ran. Some tzaddikim like that. It's not going to be. Anyways, since Tera Mordechai Eliyahu was Kodesh Kodashim. Anyways, we're learning a lot from him. He's teaching us. Oh, here's a halacha. Tchilat dibur baboker, the first speech in the morning. Kshiyor adam yishato, when a person wakes up in the morning, tov shlo yedaber klal. It's good that he shouldn't talk at all. Rather, all of his speech will be in the mitzvah to bless the creator of his soul. And what do you say? Modeh ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayam, shechazarta b'nishmati v'chemla, rabba emunatecha. If you don't understand what you're saying, just say it in English. You don't have to say it in Hebrew.
Say it before washing
hands. Just say it before washing hands. Yes. First thing in the morning. Open your eyes. And if you don't understand what you're saying in English, in Hebrew, say it in English. There's no reason to say it in Hebrew. Point is to thank Hashem. Or learn what it means in Hebrew, in English, and then you can say it in Hebrew too. Tzarich levacha, what?
There's also a song, beautiful song, it's very pretty.
And if you remember, it's a tune, so then you can sing it. Oh, you have it here?
No, I don't have it here, but I learned it.
You remember the tune?
When I was a kid.
No, so sing it.
But now?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Teach us, what, you embarrassed?
No. Mode ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayam. Da 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 da. Rabba emunatecha.
So then you remember the whole thing, and you sing it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I have it too.
Yeah. Yes, I'm right.
I've been singing it for years.
Oh, Hashem? To sing to Hashem is even better than to stop thinking it.
Like Tikkun Pali is a song.
Yeah. David Melech sang his songs.
That's true.
And for 40 years, and based on when the Aram Kodesh was sitting in this place in on Al Tzion near David Melech's Kever, David Melech had Kohanim standing in front of the Aram Kodesh every day and singing Tehillim. Tunes, singing Tehillim with tunes. Kohan, not Levim. Sorry, good. For 40 years. Until the Beis HaMikdash was built and everything. So, צריך לבקום אותם. כל חייב ולכל השחר מברכת הנותנת של רבים לעשות ברכת התורה. חייב עדיין לסתם ברכם בכל יום גם אם לא נתחייב בהם. כל נת רמות חליהו and כל נת קבלה. All the brachot that we say in Birkat HaShachar from Anotina Sechvi Bina, all the brachot that we say, we have to say them every day. And even if a person is not chayav to them, for example, he did not sleep at night or whatever, he still should say them. Because first of all, he's saying it in general, that Hashem does this, does that, does this, does that. Right? And second of all, there's also deep, deep secrets of why to say these brachot. Okay, if a person even did not sleep or not take off his jacket, his clothing, or not, right, or did not take off his shoes, he has to say it every day. Okay, according to the Rashash, Kapachayim, Menishchai, or the Sefchai, Kitzur, in other places, a person should say. Now, if you slept at night, even if you got up, and it's even before Chatzot, okay? Sorry, not before Chatzot, after Chatzot, because before Amud HaShachar, right? It's still nighttime, you can still say all the brachot, no problem. It's good to say all the brachas from the Siddur, even though you know them all by heart. It's not a good advice. Especially when they have saying so many brachos one after the other, you might get confused. And you can say Shem Shamayim in vain, Asur. So you should look in the Siddur. It's a good advice to remember what you're saying. Okay. Let's say a person down in Shachis and he didn't say the brachas. He could say almost all the brachas after davening. There are only three brachas which you can't say after davening. One, Elohai Neshama, and you pray that Hashem that gave you back the soul. We don't say that after. Why? Because we say Reshmones on the Chaya Metim, so that covers that. And we don't say Birkot HaTorah. If we daven without Birkot HaTorah, we don't say Birkot HaTorah. Why? The blessings of the Torah. Why? Because when we say Avat Olam before Shmonesre, it's mentioned there the Torah, so that part is already exempts you from saying the other brachas of Birkot HaTorah. Okay. Of course, the chatchila in the morning, you first say in order, first you say the brachot, and also you should know that it's very important to davening in order. There's laws if you didn't daven in order, but it's very important daven in order. We know that there's four worlds. There's olam asiya. It's the lowest. Olam Asiya is the lowest. Then there's Olam, the world of Yetzirah, the world of the Malachim. There's one above that. Then there's Olam Abriya, the world of creation. And then Olam Atzilut, which is the fourth world. It's the highest world. And the parts of the prayer are divided in that way. The first part is Birkot HaShachar with the Korbanot. That's the world, Olam Ha'asiya. It's the doing in this world. You take animals, you slaughter them. That's the point to say Korbanot every day. Say the Korbanot. Get up early and say the Korbanot. Even if you're sure they don't say it, you don't have to say it with the minion. You say it before. And then the second part is Olam Ha'yetzira. Where the Malachim, that's Psukah de Zimra. And the third part is up to Shmonesra, is Olam Ha'bri'ah. And Shmoneh is Olam Atzilut, and then you go down also the same way. You go down. After Shmoneh, we have Asher Bar Etzion. It's Olam Abriya, the second world. Then you have Shir Shel Yom, the song of the day, which is like Pesukah de Zimra, it's Olam Yetzira. And then we say the Ketoret. The Ketoret is Olam Asiya. So you're climbing up the ladder, you reach the peak, it's Shmoneh, then you go down. In order. What happens if you jump off the ladder? You break a leg. So don't jump off the ladder. Stay davening from the beginning until the end. Try. Said that the person is hard for him in the meantime, he doesn't have to say all the korbanot. Say korban tamid. Korban tamid is very important to say every day. At least one thing, take it by yourself. Say the ketoret. Say part of it. Say some of this. Also good. That's that. Then add after a while. Add another one. Very important to daven in order.
Do women have the same obligation in terms of all these prayers?
No.
They
have to say Birkot HaShachar. And a woman has to daven at least one Shmoneh Esra a day. If she could do more, she should do more.
But since women are better than men, why don't they?
Because they have kids.
Because
women have kids.
Okay.
That's change diapers.
Yeah.
My wife told me, we were in my room for Shabbos. So still, I told you, I daven Maariv. I couldn't, the baby was crying. But I went to daven Maariv. So I have daven Minyan. She doesn't have to daven Bechlal. So of course, the baby was crying. So she doesn't have to daven. Kuda. They have to change diapers. Women have all kinds of things going on around them. But if a woman's free, you see, women which in shul, in Shabbos, who goes? Either women treat their kids who are older already or young girls. The mothers don't come to shul with four kids running around and bothering everyone. Or they do, and then everyone hushes has to hush them. No, my mother for years didn't go to shul, and then when we grew up, she started going to shul. Every Shabbos she goes to shul. Now that she can, she loves to. Davin's all the prayers. Of course, she doesn't have any young kids at home anymore. course you should daven in all the davening. Now I'll tell you an amazing story from what I told you about the world and the prayers. It's from a big tzaddik. He lived he died maybe 10-15 years ago, of Shimshon Pinkus. He died in a car accident. He was a big rabbi from the south. He lived in Ofakim. He wasn't Hasidish, but he was very Hasidish. Everything he spoke was very, people loved him. Big tzaddik. So listen to this story I read on Thursday night. Unbelievable story from him. Of him. There was once a guy, Avrech in Ofakim, in the city of Ofakim, in the south, very south. After Ofakim, there's a thing called desert in Tel Eilat. Well, maybe there's a Mitzpe Ramon also, but you know, it's a mash, hardly anything. Here, kibbutz, there's something, there's nothing really. A lot of sand. So there's Avrech, there was Avrech there many years ago, many, many years ago. And he didn't have children for 10 years. Maybe they were 30 years ago, maybe. They have kids, right? For 30 years. For 10 years, they have kids. So he went to Rav Pinkus and he said, listen, I'm married for 10 years, I don't have kids. The doctor said there's no hope. We're both barren, we can't have children. I want a bracha that if I divorce my wife, she won't be sad and sorry that I'm divorcing her. So the Rav looked at him and said, I can't help you now, but if you come at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can help you. So Avrech said, you serious? 3 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, come to me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll help you. Fine. So he goes to he goes away and he looks in the Sfarim, he's a big time chacham. Well, what's 3 o'clock in the morning? I never saw anything. What's so special? Chatzos, we heard. What's 3 o'clock in the morning? But at midnight, he goes to Beis Medrash, he sits and learns for 3 hours to prepare himself. I don't know what the Rav's going to do, this, that. And he sits in the, he learns at 3 o'clock in the morning exactly, knocks on the Rav Pinkus' door. And Rav Pinkus opens the door and walks out and they come with me. And they go into Rav Pinkus' car. And they're driving south. I told you what's south, right? Nothing. Wilderness? Wilderness? Mm-hmm. Emptiness. Gonished. Desert. So they go and they're driving and Avrech is shy. He doesn't know what to do, but the Rechav doesn't ask anything. And then the Rav stops the car somewhere, which is called nowhere. And he looks at Avrech and starts screaming at him. Zero, there's no other hope. The only solution you have is to divorce your wife. What about children? You think about that solution? That you might have children? Get off. You have a half an hour to tear the heavens. Go scream.
Half an hour what?
To tear the heavens. To tear up the scream. To cry. Yeah. He's not blessed. He's not blessed. Don't suspect him for being a blessed. But I'll be very surprised if he did not learn all the books of Rabbein. Because he spoke so, it's a lot of Rabbi Buddha that he speaks. Go, you have half an hour, go scream. And the Rabbi gets up, and the Rabbi drives up. Half an hour later, he comes back. He's called Avrech, he listens to this. He sees his eyes are not red yet. His breathing is too soft, too calm. He said, that's how you pray for children. Go, we have another half an hour. He comes back after half an hour and his eyes are all puffed and crying and his heart is beating hard and he was working hard. And he gives him a kiss on his head and he tells him, Bezat Hashem, your Yeshua is close to come. A year later they had a son and 6 other sons afterwards. True story. The power of tefillah. When someone cries out to Hashem, the depth of his heart, he could tear the heavens. And it's because I mentioned Rav Pinkus, I remember the story. So I have to, I'll tell you if I already said too much prayer, so I'll say a vote that I heard today from Rav Ofer Erez. It says in the verse in Bereshis, Pasuk says, Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or Vayehi Or. And Hashem said, there should be light, and there was light. Yeah? Hashem said there should be light, and there was light. That's the regular pasuk, yeah. But you can break it up differently. You say Vayomer, a person says, Elohim, Yehi Or, God, make it light, I'm in the dark. Then, Vayehi Or, immediately he has light. That fits with our Zohar spoke today. If you call out to Hashem, there's light. So I heard the shiur from my offer, and I walked in and I had the continuation of the shiur right sitting right over here. Tov, a little bit more, huh? When a person makes the bracha, where are we? Ah, here we go, we said this already. Yeah. If a person remembers in the middle of Pesukah Dezrima that he didn't say Birkot HaShachar, so then he doesn't say Birkot HaShachar, only after davening, except one bracha, Elokai Neshama, that he could say between the Psalms of Pesukah Dezrima. Okay. If a person, he davened Shacharis, and he forgot the whole day, he didn't say Birkot HaShachar, up to Shkir, you can still say Birkot HaShachar.
All day.
Up to Shkir. Okay? Not after Shkir. Yeah, so in the summertime, he forgets him, but yeah, yes. Until today, what's today? Shkir is a quarter to eight already. Well, it's late. If a person is not sure, he's like, he was up, was tired, I don't know, he's saying Birkot HaShachar. He does a. Yeah, say it, yeah, not say it. I'm sorry, you missed it. You can't say it. Why? Because it's a fake brachot, like it. You have a rule. If you're not sure, you can't make the bracha.
What if you're 99% sure that you didn't say it?
So you're sure.
That's considered sure being sure?
Yeah. Now, if someone has shown Bar Minan, not from us, is an Avel, he's an Onen, right? He's burying one of his seven relatives, Shema Achim Lalenu, right? He says, so we know that Avel, Onen, does not say Birkot HaShachar, does not say any mitzvahs, any brachas he can't put on tefillin, anything. The whole, even if they're burying the day, he won't put on tefillin that day. But Birkot HaShachar he would say after the burial. Birkot HaShachar he said after the burial. Because I want to do a little bit of Briti Shalom, shorter shiur today.